Say, Lord Jesus, my eyes see.
My ears hear.
And my spirit does perceive. You're talking to me. In John 14, verse 8 says, Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. And Jesus answered, Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. You see, the power of tradition in Philip's day was no different than us. He was set in his mind that there were three gods, Father, Son, and he'd heard of the Spirit. But he's not connecting them together. Otherwise, he wouldn't have asked the question. Show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. And how many times do we demand something from the Lord? Basically, because we didn't connect the dots. Don't you know me? So he's really saying, I'm the Father. But Philip isn't connecting. Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? So now the Lord is baffled. And you see, he's expecting him to having the ability to connect those dots, but he's not. Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? And the other day we talked about how resident are all three in each and every one of us. And yet, we have a tendency and a press to take the Lord with us. Like, I'm going to go for a walk, so Jesus, come with me. Well, he's already inside of us. And so is the Father, by his Spirit. Then he says, the words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. So now, when I got home this afternoon, I rested for a little while, and then when I got here, Peggy said that I was preaching today. And I was under that anointing that he took over, and I had already given him my mouth, but that can get me in trouble, because he does take over, and he does a job. And I'm not in the control room, he is. And I kind of pressured some people to awaken. And so I was trying to remember what came out of my mouth. And you know, I had a hard time because it wasn't me, it was him. And he was pushing to awaken some that were there, that they may have believed they had a ticket to go to heaven. Because this truth is, no one can come to me unless the Father draws. And the Father was drawing today. He was pulling. There was no prayer that would resemble a sinner's prayer, because that's another formula. But there was some that said amen when we prayed together. And they did repeat. Verse 10 again, don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. And I can say he was doing his work today. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I know that there was a miracle today. Gail, you were quite busy. But your grandson Matthew asked for prayer. He asked to be anointed. So before we left, we invaded your bedroom. Huh? Him and I sat on your bed. I did anoint him with oil, but we did more. We did more because there was more needed. By the time the Lord got done, a percentage was taken into account of this young man's brokenness. And he had a smile on his face. And we got a few hugs like Aaron and I did tonight. At least believe on the evidence of the miracles. I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. Did you hear that? Young man, I'm talking to you. That's your future. He will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. And yes, as I was preaching, I remember the words that came out were, the nature of Jesus is healing. And it is. That's his nature. He hasn't changed his colors or his nature. He hasn't changed his ways. He's still doing what he knows how to do. And that is to heal us and set us free. You know, the darkness doesn't change its pattern. It lies. It deceives. And it pushes buttons so that people will stay in control of themselves. Did you hear that song that said tonight, I'm losing control and I'm giving it up? Yeah. We need to get out of the control room. We need to trust him when he's got a plan to set us free. And it's not always easy to do that because we have tradition behind us that says, well, that's not what my teachers said. But the word says that the sheep hear his voice. When the sheep hear the voice of the Father, they're not going to act and react like slaves. And as I was pondering on some of the things that came out of my mouth, I was reminded of Romans 6:16, because he brought that up this morning. To whom you submit to, you become a slave to. And slavery is all over the church. You can see it. If you don't, it's because you've chosen not to maybe have your eyes open and your ears open. And I see so much damage being done by people who just are under that anointing, and they're comforted by it. And I remind you that it's not an easy thing to come out of slavery, because it took 40 years for the Israelites to come out. And when you think about it, the whole generation, except for Joshua and Caleb, stayed slaves all the way through those 40 years until they all went into the ground. And the next generation came alive. And they went into the promised land. And Joshua and Caleb had spoken the message 40 years before and given evidence of what it was like in that promised land. And we're doing very similar. I see people so bound up and so tied into the legalism of this day. And Jesus came to set us free. He didn't come to tie us down. He came to set us free, to walk in freedom. I was ministering to someone yesterday, and I mentioned Patrick Henry's words, "Give me liberty or give me death. I'd rather die than to live in slavery." And we're looking at our country right now, and so many are willing to go back to the days of King George and serve the king that is on the throne, and it's not Jesus. It's that other guy that used the old king that we had to fight to get that freedom back. So what has changed? A percentage of things that are going on have changed. We need to continue to pray for our leadership. Both sides. Not just, "Oh, I love this one," or "I love that one." Has nothing to do with your love. It has a lot to do with obedience. When he says, "Pray for your leaders," he's not making believe. I lost a very good friend. Dale Frazier passed away a few weeks ago, and it was difficult. I've known him for many years. I was able to be a support to him, but he was also a support to me. Holy Spirit is available to every single one of us. And my prayer is that you will listen to him. He is the counselor. He is the comforter. And he will counsel and comfort us as we go forward in this challenging season, because it is challenging. And some that are hurting and walking in an everyday labor of slavery, all you can do is say, "Okay, God, you open their eyes, open their ears, open their hearts, and the freedom will come." Verse 15, "If you love me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever. The Spirit of truth, the world cannot accept him." Did you hear that? I look at the news and my stomach turns. I'm lucky if I do 10 minutes per day. It's very difficult. Because the world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him or knows him. But I know him. For he lives with you and will be in you. At that time, it was a future event. Today, it is a today event. He's in us now. He will not leave us as orphans. "I will come to you before long, and the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and that you are in me, and that I am in you. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. Did you hear that? Whoever has my command and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him." I remember that being preached back in the 1980s. And it irritated me, because I wanted to see. I was jealous of those who saw. There is such a thing as Holy Ghost jealousy. And I kept knocking, and I kept knocking, and he did come up at one point.
And I did see him, but I didn't focus on him. And that's another story, and I don't want to go back there. What I'm trying to say to you is this. Any part of me that is still in slavery, I want it cleaned out. So if you'll close your eyes right now and put your right hand over your heart and say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
you're the counselor.
You're the counselor.
I want you to counsel me.
I want you to counsel me.
Any part of me.
Any part of me.
That's still in slavery.
That's still in slavery.
I want it out.
I want it out.
I want it done.
I want it done.
I don't want to bow anymore.
I don't want to bow anymore.
To fear tactics.
To fear tactics.
To lies and deception. And I need your Holy Spirit.
And I need your Holy Spirit.
And more grace than I've ever had before.
More grace than I've ever had.
Because the hour is getting later.
Because the hour is getting later.
You're going to return.
You're going to return.
But you're starting to work in me now.
But you're starting to work in me now.
And I want more work done.
And I want more work done.
Not the kind that I can do on my own.
Not the kind I can do on my own.
Because on my own I usually make a mess.
Because on my own I usually make a mess.
So I forgive.
So I forgive
the messes of the past.
The messes of the past.
And I'm asking for the grace.
And I'm asking for the grace.
And the favor.
And the favor.
Counsel me.
Counsel.
Get through to me.
Get through to me.
You know how thick I am.
You know how thick.
And you know how much stubbornness there's left in me.
You know how much stubbornness there's.
And I want it out.
And I want it out.
I want it all out.
I want it all out.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I pray.
I pray.
Amen.
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 And amen. And amen.